Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines in order, starting with Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling Western Ryan today, Wisco Paul.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. I want to point on a few things, but, you know, Putin is Trump's friend, so God only knows what Trump told Putin when he was in office. But, you know, after J6, right-wing talkers and a few callers to your station came on and said 2011 was the same as J6. And it really got me pretty upset there, because when we were down at the state capitol, myself and a lot of other union workers, in fact, Pizza Box was there. I didn't know him at the time, but he was really cool because he was making signs out of pizza boxes. That's how I actually got his name. But there was no violence down there, none, zero. And after watching the J6 committee last night, it's not even the same. So they're always trying to deflect, and I just had to get that out there. The people that demonstrated down at the Capitol, it was peaceful. The second thing is, it was right there, and you've talked about it some in the first hour. Trump is a liar, and he did try to do a coup on this country. That just got awful. I don't know if you can get any lower than that. Maybe passing secrets to Putin, who knows. And the last thing I want to say this morning, I thought Liz Cheney did a heck of a job under pressure from her own party. And I just have to say that. She is a Republican, but I'm still proud to say that even being a Republican, which I never have hated Republicans, except for lately a little bit here. But, hey, she did a wonderful job. She put her own political, her political future is at risk for what she did. And I think that's a great thing. And that's just what I wanted to say this morning. And I hope they get Trump on this somehow or some way. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, that was eloquent. I want to hit all three. But first of all, you're right. When the right wing says, well, January 6th was the same as labor guys at the Capitol with Walker as governor protesting Act 10. And then also later protesting right to work. Not only is that ridiculous, not only is it a lie, but anybody who would say that, it's disgusting. January 6th was a coup. That was the violent part of the coup. And it wasn't the worst part of the coup, believe it or not. The worst part was when they were planning to declare martial law and say that the election had been stolen and then redo it. And the violence was part of it, but not the only part of it. And on January, and back in 2010, when there was that special election, and then in 2011, the Act 10, I know what went on. My friends are over there. A lot of labor guys are over there. They were peaceful. They didn't do anything. They protested as they're the right. Read the First Amendment, guys. It says you have the right to petition the government. You have the right to freedom of speech. You have a right to protest. You have a right to do that. The Republican protests were violent. It was an insurrection. People were killed. Women trampled to death. Carolyn Edwards testified yesterday, hit over the head with a bike rack, head hit the pavement, unconscious, got up to fight again, slipped on blood from one of her other officers nearby her. And then she is pepper sprayed. And as they try to decontaminate her, she's tear gassed. It's a simple lie on the part of the Republicans to say that the Act 10 demonstrations were the same. And when you say about Liz Cheney, I couldn't agree more. I was so impressed with her. And the line that will haunt me forever is when she said, and quote, "And now I'm addressing my Republican colleagues. One day, Donald Trump will be gone, but your dishonor will live forever." That is a quotation for the ages. Thank you for calling in. Next up, we have in order Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it was pretty intense. Again, you know, the protests on over Act 10 and Walker's BS was they were peaceful. They got loud, but no police were grabbed and no barricades were shoved down with police under them because it's just nonsense. I mean, Scott Walker has made a career out of bragging up how he stood up to 100,000 people, you know, and he never showed up. Scott Walker ducked from the tunnel from the garage door, Justice Department parking garage across the street there, ran through the tunnel to his office. He never stood out and faced the crowd. There was a few Republican politicians that, when the people were singing, came out and watched the singers and kind of mocked them. But Walker never showed up. There's no comparison at all. It was intense. And from what I heard last night, you know, with William Barr coming out and saying there was no election fraud, Trump lost, the whole fact that Gableman is continuing this charade, I wonder how many of these politicians were actually involved in it, if they were contacted at all in this whole thing, that they're part of the coup. I mean, all these Republican politicians are asking for pardons as Trump was on his way out. They were part of the coup. If you're asking for a pardon, it means you are guilty of something. And they should all be, you know, it should be brought up. This guy sought a pardon, this guy sought a pardon, this guy sought a pardon. What are they guilty of? And Jim, you know, the nonsense, oh, we got to investigate, what CJ brings up all the time, the evacuation of Afghanistan, you know, have congressional hearings on that. It just utter nonsense. If Donald Trump was such a competent president, if he was so great, why wasn't there an evacuation plan in place that he would have passed on to the incoming Biden?
Right. Yeah, Mark, you're hitting a lot of good points. And I just want to, there's one that's exceptionally strong, and I want to talk about it. And that is when the right wing lies and says that the Act 10 demonstrations were the same as the January 6th insurrection, not only is it a lie, not only were the Act 10 demonstrations peaceful, but you remember a guy pretending to be one of the Koch brothers called Scott Walker and tricked him into thinking he was a Koch brother. And then the guy, the fake Koch brother, said to Walker, why don't you have somebody go out in the crowd and, you know, rough up somebody and maybe start a fight? And Walker didn't say, I'm going to have nothing to do with that. The hell with you, and hang up. You see, he went along. He said, well, I think it's a little premature. In other words, any violence suggested this time by a prankster was not ruled out of hand by the Republican governor. And the January 6th insurrection was a coup. Woman trampled to death, a woman shot. This officer, Carolyn Edwards, hit on the head with a bike rack, head hit the concrete, pepper sprayed and tear gassed, blood on the floor. You've seen the video of the guy's having his head crushed in the door, screaming for mercy with blood in his mouth. He was a police officer. More than 100 police officers injured, on disability or out recovering. The one officer was magnificent. He's being kicked to death. Kicked to death by the mob. And he said, I had 4 kids. And a couple of them decided to spare him. They attacked police officers. If you saw that video that was shown for the first time by that videographer, the guy who was making the documentary, the viciousness, the violence, the hatred of the cops, the taunting of the cops, using N-words to the black cops, was disgusting. We're going to break. Do not hang up. The lines are alive. We'll get to you after the break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.